This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents last week that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they do concede that they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued Monday as floodwaters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speeds in the middle of last week have been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage did not appear to have found their way to many on the ground. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right Union Bloc to be Germany's next leader. He's also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. England's nightclubs have reopened as the country lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. There was joy on dance floors across the country at overnight Freedom Day parties, but the big step out of lockdowns being met with nervousness by many Britons, and there is concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not falling but soaring. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who urged people to be cautious, is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Johnson and the Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after coming in contact with the health secretary who tested positive for COVID-19. This is VOA News. A rights group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters will be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Lawyers and Journalists specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issues said Sunday that Russian authorities accused it of spreading content of a Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. The group's website was blocked Friday. Russia is putting mounting pressure on opposition supporters, independent journalists, and rights activists ahead of the September 19th parliamentary election. Asian shares have fallen across the board amid deepening pessimism over rising COVID-19 infections in the region. Oil prices dropped further after oil-producing nations agreed to raise production limits. Benchmarks sank in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney, Shanghai, and Seoul. Experts have said Indonesia has become a new epicenter for the pandemic as outbreaks worsen across Southeast Asia. Meanwhile, some athletes have tested positive for COVID-19 at Tokyo Olympic Village, with the games due to open Friday. Wall Street lost ground on Monday, largely due to declines in big technology stocks, banks, and companies that rely on consumer spending. Thai police fired water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets Sunday to stop protesters from marching on the office of the prime minister, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in the demonstrations despite an expanded coronavirus lockdown. Demonstrators carried mock body bags to represent coronavirus deaths as they blamed the prime minister and his government for mismanaging the COVID-19 pandemic. The use of force by the police came after some protesters tried to dismantle barbed wire and metal barricades set up by authorities to block roads from Democracy Monument to Government House where the prime minister works. In the U.S., Los Angeles County residents are again required to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status. It's a mandate that health officials hope will reverse the latest spikes in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The rule went into effect late Saturday for the nation's largest county, where the rising caseload is led by the highly transmissible Delta variant. The L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis said on ABC's This Week that the mask rule will save lives. California has seen a steady rise in cases since the state fully reopened its economy on June 15th and did away with capacity limits and social distancing. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.